Let's find out. You are live. What's happening? We are live now. I wasn't even playing around. All right. Well, don't know if anybody's joined us yet, but we are live for the first time on YouTube.
So this is us doing something new for the new year.
Yes. Yes. Something new for the new year. And I'm pretty sure Eric's phone just got a notification that Indie Invasion Podcast just went live. I probably got the same notification. So we'll hang out for a couple minutes and chit chat and see if anybody joins us. I'm going to look on my phone here so I can try to.
Yeah, this is Mac trying to get us worldwide. So
worldwide.
What are you streaming on? Facebook, YouTube.
Two groups. Oh, we have Facebook user. Happy New Year. Hello. Happy New Year, Facebook user. We can't tell who that is yet because we're still figuring everything out. I think you have to. You have to do something with StreamYard for it to identify who you are. But anyway, so today, Eric and I had an idea that with the new year, what we wanted to do was we were going to talk about hobby goals for 2021 and what kind of stuff we're going to do. So, oh, it's my cousin Jeremy. What's up, Jer? That's one of my hobby goals for this year is Planet Bound. But one of the things that we wanted to mess around with was we're going to start doing Indie Invasion shorts. And that is,
that's
we're going to do some
of my hobby goals for this year.
30 minute. What are you doing? Listening to it? Oh no, we got an echo. Look at you. So we're going to take about a half an hour. We're going to stream it live to our YouTube channel, Coastal Con group, and the Indie Invasion podcast page. And we're just going to chat about whatever it is we're working on, whatever kind of stuff we're doing. If you jump on, please comment. If you're not a StreamYard user, throw your name up there so we know who we're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
At least until we figure out how to monitor all of these other.
Well, on Facebook, I can look at Facebook and see you guys, you know, in the chat in there. And we have three viewers on Facebook.
Oh, we got four. We got four eyeballs now.
Four eyeballs. So I'm assuming if we go to YouTube, it's kind of the same thing.
Right. So obviously this is new for those of you who have watched any of our interviews or anything. We've generally used Zoom, which is a great platform. But since it's more for business, we couldn't do all this cool stuff like our logo and the ticker on the bottom. Yeah, all the pizzazz. Too many locations, Dan says. Too many locations. Just watch us on all of them, Dan. Watch us on all of them.
Just open them up on all the screens.
Open them all and be surrounded. Hey, what's up, Tyler? So that's what we were going to talk about today. We're going to take about 30 minutes and talk about our hobby plans for 2021 and maybe touch a little bit on what we finished this past year. So I just posted in the group that I usually keep a spreadsheet of the models that I painted, and I did it for about half the year this year. And then I was like, whatever. And I quit doing it. So I had to go back and look, and I got about 340 models painted this year. So pretty good. Almost one a day.
Pretty good. Of course, I don't know what I've painted. I asked you right before we went live how you're tracking yours. And I said, I'm just looking through my photos on my phone. See what I took pictures of.
Well, to be perfectly fair, that's what I had to do this time too, because I didn't keep track of the whole thing. And really the last couple months, when I've been batch painting a bunch of stuff from Zombicide Invader,
mm-hmm.
and 340. Yes. It was more like 338, but I kind of probably snuck a couple in there somewhere. But I batch painted a whole bunch of Zombicide Invader stuff, which our buddy Jim sent to me because my kids like playing Zombicide stuff. So there you go. So I got a bunch of that stuff done. But what kind of hobby goals do you have, Eric, for this year?
Well,
because you're all organized. You have a list.
Yeah, here's my list.
I'm just a rambler with a coffee cup, right?
I never got to actually jotting down ideas. They're actually all up here. So actually the last probably 2 weeks, I've been trying to buckle down and finish like the half done models. So one of my goals is kind of finish that. Finish goal. So
all your Burrows and Badgers stuff. That's what you're saying.
That Moonstone now, Twilight, Drowned Earth. I mean, I have just about every game we talked about on the show.
Half-painted.
I have half-painted models. You know, it, most of them is just I have to highlight them because they've all been base coated and washed. So I just have to finish them off.
Right.
So that's one of my goals. I like to continue that. I mean, it's not going to stop me from buying new ones.
No, nothing will stop you from buying new ones. But oh, by the way, guys, if you're watching, if you have hobby goals and you already know what they are, throw them up in the comments. I would love to see whatever it is you guys are going to be working on. Then we can kind of hold each other's feet to the fire when we drop the ball on all of our stuff. Good evening. If you're jumping on via Facebook and you don't have a StreamYard, if you would like to, you have to, I think you have to create a StreamYard. It's free. And then,
yeah, I think it's just make a count.
So Tyler said they have a monthly challenge for ongoing projects. Yeah, we've done that before. I've done that in a few of the groups. Mm-hmm. I've done it in the Twisted group, the Drowned Earth group, just kind of paint challenges to get some stuff done. But, yeah, you need to get your Burrows and Badgers done. You need to write that down. That needs to be one of your challenges.
They're almost done.
I'm going to pass you if you don't hurry up. I got a lot of stuff planned.
Okay, which one of yours then?
One of mine is I want to get 500 minis painted this next year.
500?
Yeah, well, because last year I did, I want to say something like 470. And I think I got most of those at the very beginning of the year because I had a whole bunch of new stuff, a whole bunch of new Twisted and Drowned Earth stuff. So I had a whole bunch of stuff I was excited about. But I think it'd just be kind of cool to hit 500 and might actually make a dent in my collection if I did that in my pile of shame. But I'm sure I'll add at least 450 more to the collection. So it
won't, it'll
be like I painted 50.
If we're still, you know, buying minis for new games that we discover or something throughout the year.
If am I on the right channel here? Did I miss something? What do you mean if? That's just nonsense. That's crazy.
500, huh?
500.
I have to write that down.
I want to hit 500.
Or you know what we should do is we should do a mid-year in what would it be about July and see where you are.
Woo.
That seems like a long ways off right now.
No, it doesn't. Not wanting to do 500 minis, it's not that far off. So what else you got? What else you got on your list?
What else was I gonna say? So if you guys can see in the background a little bit, one of my Christmas presents from the wife was, she didn't give me just one. I just got this. I didn't get a chance to text you.
I knew.
Last one. So I got the entire paint collection for Pro Acryl. Okay. I've been wanting to get kind of start over with my paints because I have a lot of just, you know, I used to buy a bottle here, bottle there based on the color I need. Well, since I got their entire collection now, it's really going to force me to go through my paints and pitch what is basically done. I've been nursing paints for years and just to start from scratch and organize my paints. I need to get, since I got those now, I've been thinking about it today. How am I going to organize this?
Yeah.
You know, with a kind of paint rack. So that's kind of one of my early goals. That's something that I want to do actually probably in the next week.
I tell you what, man, a stacked Lazy Susan is great.
I have one.
Yeah.
I got to go through it and get rid of all that garbage that's on.
Well, and not a paid advertisement, but if you are looking for new paints, man, you cannot go wrong with those Pro Acryl paints. There's, you get more per bottle than all the other brands. They've got a real cool Elmer's glue style top. And
this is their base set and it's got 24 paints in it. So
yeah. And they all come with an agitator in the bottle already. So there, it's awesome. So let me check out the comments here. So Jer says Planet Bound's book 1, 2, and 3 are coming out for him, for his hobby stuff. Oh, and he wants some readings like we're doing on the podcast there. That's a lovely picture right there.
Yeah, isn't that a lovely sight?
And Tyler's working on his Underworld's war bands. Get them all painted. All right, Tyler, we're going to hold your feet to the fire, man. He's got through season three, so he's got Beastgrave. And I actually have – I picked up Beastgrave too because I played I can't remember which one I played. Might have been Shadespire, I think.
Yeah. But
I had a couple friends come over and they showed it to me. And super fast. It was fun, real simple. Very much I felt like a beer and pretzels game, but it was fun. I liked it. So I went ahead and picked up Beastgrave. But okay. And then Daniel said the new paints is a good idea as he sits in front of decades old paint pots. Hey, I have some paint pots, man, that are easily they've got to be now.
Well, they're older than your kids.
Oh, they're older than all my kids. And I have a 26-year-old, and they're older than all my kids. Discover Games jumps in. That's got to be Alan. I've got more paint than you do. Well, I certainly hope you do. But I would like to say that as a non-store, I am probably a close second.
You could be your own store. I've seen your paint racks.
But one of the other things that I have planned is I really want to start pushing individually a couple of the games that I really love. So Drowned Earth and Twisted, they're the one, I love those games, but I want to push them at CoastalCon. Cause that's my other big hobby thing for the year is no conventions have been going on. Although if anybody's interested, Siege of Augusta is still supposed to be happening in Augusta, Georgia on January 11th. I think it's whatever MLK weekend is. It's whatever MLK weekend is. It's that weekend. And then CoastalCon is February 26th and 27th. And I'm excited about that. But because of all the COVID stuff, we're downsizing. We're going to do it smaller and smaller venue, masks and all that kind of stuff just to be safe. And, drinking hand sanitizer off to the side just to make sure you feel good.
Get turpentine ready.
That's right. A little bit of be washing hands and gasoline, So make sure you don't have any cuts on your hands. But, yeah, being safe, but we're going to be downsized a little bit and probably actually going to do double CoastalCon this year. So we're going to have a CoastalCon 0.5 halfway through the year in the summertime to kind of make up. Okay, Discover have my back. January 15th for Siege. But I think we're going to go ahead and do a summer one too because the venue that we're using this year is free. So it'll help generate some revenue so that we can really kind of go as big as we are able to and have a little bit of a nest egg there to push and really, really get those indie games out there. And Drowned Earth and what can I say? Drowned Earth and Twisted are a couple of my jams, with a new recent jam coming in. One of my hobbies this year already, Core Space, man.
That game in general is hot right now.
And you can get some stuff at Discover Games if I haven't already bought it. So you may have a little bit of trouble. I think I got a couple of things left that I didn't snatch up, but so that's one of the other things for me is I really want to get my Core Space campaign going. And I'll tell you what I did is it's set up. You can play it solo really easily. And so I already started my campaign just by myself. But because of the way the game works, it's super easy to just anybody can come over, throw a crew together, and we can still play together. It doesn't really matter how far in the campaign I am, because the way the search mechanic works in the game, I mean, you could go over and search a box and end up finding a gun better than what I have having been playing the campaign. Alan said he needs to reorder because I bought all the stuff.
You cleaned them out.
Very soon you will be able to get more Core Space stuff at Discover. But right now it's at my house being painted. So all right, your turn.
So my turn. Well, this one's probably obvious for everybody, especially with the way the world is get together and play a game with your buddies.
Yeah.
I haven't played a full out game, a skirmish game with anybody in so long.
Yeah.
The last closest I got to was last year at CoastalCon. just doing demos with people.
Oh, wow.
So
we didn't play anything, but Raul just left my house and we were painting and running our mouths about games. But he and I played recently too. We played Core Space and what else did we play? We played something else. I can't remember what it was.
I mean, I don't know if that's so much a goal as more of a wish. I mean, I have 3 stores in my area within an hour, and I just, none of them are having open gaming. So yeah. I'm hoping that even having somebody come over.
Well, there you go. One more reason that you need to move. One more reason that you need to move.
You need to get a bell for if we're going to do these things.
We do. We're going to need a bell for every time that we mention that. So I know. I think that's a good goal because I think everybody hasn't gotten as many games as they would like to. But at the same time, if you're really honest, it did cut into your game time. But life's always been so busy anyway. Sometimes it's hard to get a game anyway. So there's that part of it. So another one of my hobby goals, and this is a kind of a long-standing one for me, and I've been wrestling with this one for a while. So one of my kids is just turned 16. And so for his birthday, we took him and his girlfriend to the mall, and I went in Barnes & Noble. It's a horrible idea for a gamer. It's going in Barnes & Noble. It's almost as bad as going in a game store. And I was in the fantasy book section and I grabbed a couple books that I've read probably a dozen times, but I don't have them anymore. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to pick these up and I'm going to read them again. Well, they're the Dragonlance Chronicles. Okay. The first 3 Dragonlance books. And I'm like, you know what? I really want to run a fantasy RPG again. I really do. So that's my other goal is I'm real particular about who I like to role play with. I'm real particular about it. So I'm working on putting together a group so I can do a little.
What system were you thinking?
I'm a big fan of Palladium Fantasy First Edition.
Okay.
The book is laid out horribly. Yeah. You know, it's like you're jumping all over the place trying to figure stuff out, mm-hmm. but the rules are, I like the rules. I like the way the system works. I better be careful if I say this, as somebody might jump on me, is I'm not a fan of Dungeons and Dragons. I haven't been in I don't know how long, but
I'm just now starting to get into it because I've been so anti, you know, the rules were so clunky from the past, from what I remember from the 80s, you know, the AD&D. And how it was just charts and charts and charts. And I felt like I was doing more math than actually role-playing.
Yeah. That's what I really want to do. And okay. I used to run a big game when I was stationed out in California. I had an amazing group of people. Now we had like, it was the golden RPG group because we were all young military guys living off base. So we were roommates. Well, you know, hey, you want to play? Yeah, sure. Why not? We were all right there. So it was easy.
It's cheap entertainment when you're that young.
Yeah. And what we did was I just incorporated everything from every fantasy game that I loved. So I've got all kinds of D&D stuff in it, Warhammer, all that kind of stuff. Jer's like, wait till the Edge system. So well, I'm looking forward to checking out Planet Bound. Because if I can establish a good group, then we'll try some Planet Bound too. And Michael Edwards, I think that's one of your peeps there, Eric, said Plus was having open gaming. Yes, no, maybe?
I know recently they closed down because Todd, the owner, one of the owners, just got COVID. So,
oh, man.
They're doing curbside, I think, only. Well, but that was just recent.
Yeah. Yeah. So well, I don't know. Like they say, if we have time to watch TV, you got time to game. I agree. If you got the space.
TV, what's TV? I don't like
that's, TV. That's what I'm saying. I just did start watching Stargate again because.
We started the other night too.
Yeah, because I'm sitting
up here. You're talking about it.
Core Space models, and I'm thinking to myself, I got to watch something, man. I was watching Andromeda on Roku, but I got tired of watching the same commercial. I can handle a commercial, but I don't think I need to watch the same commercial 47 times in a 32-minute episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I switched over because I own this. I have the Stargate collection. And Dan says, "Oh my gosh, Palladium Fantasy RPG. Did you used to play Palladium, Dan?" I love the system. Always have. Always have. So what else you got there, Huffman Worldwide?
Well, let's see. That was three of my goals. Hobby goals. Probably one of the things I've been struggling with for the last couple of years since I became a war host for War Cradle and was running events locally was terrain. So I want to get a little deeper into the terrain. A lot of times I would buy the
MDF
kits, put them together. I wouldn't even paint them. I would just put them on the board. I'm done. But I want to get a little more deeper into the crafting side of it. Making more scratch built stuff. I mean, I've done foam, you know, like lean tos for, it's a Wild West game. So it doesn't really have to look pretty. And I just slap some brown paint on it. You know, I break out. Okay. You ready? Brace yourself. I would break out some of this stuff.
Oh yeah.
And some of this stuff. And I would just paint them, you know, the browns.
Right.
Done. But that's like just a start. So I want to up the level a little bit, maybe using more of the balsa wood and twine and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Popsicle sticks. Trust me.
I don't have anybody that eats popsicles here.
You know, dude, you can buy popsicles.
Especially now.
Just because it's 17 degrees where you are and 73 where I am is your fault, my friend.
I mean, like the other day, I finished doing these, you know. And this is just some resin things I picked up at Adepticon. I think I picked these up for, what did I pick these up for? Walking Dead, maybe, or Gaslands, you know, to use as barrels.
Oh, yeah.
And I just now painted them because I'm like, you know, I got those. I found these to use with Urban Manhunt. I'm like, I want to paint those so they look a little bit better on that board. So I want to do something more like that, the scratch built type of stuff.
Yeah. And now, okay, so I actually have two more hobby goals.
Okay.
And one of them is a hard one. Okay, this is a really hard one. I love all the independent games and I love to play them. But I want to really focus on a few of the games that I really love so that I can do more stuff with them. Because I love world building and I love writing, but I'm doing so much stuff, I don't have time to do all of it. So I want to kind of laser focus it down to those ones that are really kind of a
sweet
spot for me. The problem I'm having is narrowing that down to what that is because – I have, like, I know what my favorite games are. I know what they are. They're the Drowned
Candyland.
Candyland. Always Candyland. For those of you that don't know, just go listen to some of the podcasts. It's a long running
joke. Yeah, I haven't posted that picture yet. I'm going to hold on to that one for a little while.
Yeah, right. That's blackmail stuff right there. But those are my favorites. But then I have so many that I really love. There's some I just like the models in. Like Burrows and Badgers. I love the models in that. But I'm probably going to use them in Relic Blade. Just being honest. You know what I mean? But the models are gorgeous. Love them. Twilight. That one's, you know, I love just about everything about that. It's not in the top, but it's right up there. And then Urban Manhunt, same way. That's one of the ones that's up there in the top because of the unique system. Mm-hmm. Core Space has creeped its way up there. So slicing it down is tough. Is getting it down to where I figure out which ones I really want to focus on. But the reason I want to focus on them leads into my next hobby goal, which is writing and doing more of the audio stories on the podcast. I'm really looking forward to doing that. And I'm actually going to have a good bit more time available to me throughout the course of the week when my kids go back to school. I was volunteering at a virtual learning center that we were doing. So I wasn't home while they were at school. And for anyone out there in listening land that has met my children, quiet is not something that my children do. They are amazing and awesome and the coolest kids in the world, but they are loud. Like, they are Spinal Tap. This one goes to 11. Okay. For real. This one goes to 11. I got, yes, more audio stories. Yeah, I'm excited about that. And getting some of the Planet Bound stuff when that book comes out. I've got a few more Twisted stories. I've got some more Drowned Earth stuff to do. I've got some more Urban Manhunt.
I'm actually looking forward to Cynthia getting some more of that Urban Manhunt out with the campaign side that she was going to do. And because it's going to just blow up that world a little more. So like you're saying, there's going to be more audio content that could come out of that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to, there's some good sections in the Twilight rule book for reading. And then at the same time, like on our Patreon, I've been writing stories for the Drowned Earth and Twisted. And I'm going to start, I want to start, get back to the writing and putting that in our Patreon and have that stuff available too. So that's like my last two. And those ones are kind of my biggest ones. It's part of the reason we transitioned to this StreamYard with all the cool graphics.
This was actually something that I wanted to look into more this year, was the streaming aspect. I mean, sometimes I feel like technology is escaping me, so it's a little hard to understand it.
It's because you're old.
We need some teenagers to help us figure this stuff out.
I got one sitting right over there playing Fortnite. So if we get too lost, I can just call him over here and help us out.
So yeah, that was definitely something I looked into, and you're all over it, man.
Yeah. Well, I really want to push the podcast this year too. So anybody listening, if you're not following us on Podbean, please go over and check it out and give us a follow.
Share it with a friend.
Yeah, share it, because it just generates more for us and more people for us to talk to and more games to talk about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know, Tyler, I know you've been using the free StreamYard, because you were actually the first one that, when you did your first Kicking It with Kickstand episode with me, that was when I saw StreamYard. And part of the only reason we changed over is just I think it was just recently, because Eric and I looked at it before. And when you went to record, when you recorded it, it recorded it as a single file. So it was just a video file. And then you have to separate everything out so that we could put it on the podcast. But now I don't know if it's an update or what, but now it breaks it down into an audio and a video file. So that was kind of the last hurdle for us, because we've been using Zoom for so long. So it's kind of the last hurdle for us that it could do that. And hey, maybe for all I know, we could have just missed it last time when we were piddling around.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we were doing a lot of playing, but
yeah, who knows, but what else you got?
Let's see. So I did the terrain. I did paint my finished models, play some games.
Paint your fingernails. Wait, what? What?
Oh. No. I'm not that cooped up with like some of those people you see doing all that crazy stuff because they're bored. I don't know. I think I've covered about. I did mention I wanted to look into more of the streaming stuff, which we still may. There's probably more we can do. I mean, there's still. I kind of want to look into Twitch. I know a couple people that do painting things on Twitch, and. So I want to explore more of that multimedia stuff that would help push the podcast out there to people. And just, you know, try to get people aware of it.
Absolutely. We did get that. You did find that one. What was that?
It was an article of podcasts to listen to. And
top 20 or 50 podcasts.
Yeah, we got on that list.
What? Well, okay. Alan's asking, what's the number one game you're looking forward to this year?
That's a good question. Independent, any game?
Yeah, probably any game.
Any game.
I mean, we do love independent games, but it's not like we don't play the other
one. Well, I'd have to say this, because I was really excited for it a year ago when I backed it on Kickstarter. But I'm kind of excited for the new edition of Car Wars, actually.
Oh, that's right. right. I forgot you did that.
Because it should be sometime in the next month or so coming in. And I what I'm excited about is to see where they took that classic game
right.
and brought it to the modern age. Now, I know it's going to be very different because you actually have model cars, not chits.
Right.
And you're rolling a whole handful of dice, which right. is exciting to me. And the way that they have you build the car is you're putting kind of similar to X-Wing upgrade cards on the right. car for a certain amount of not points, but cash. So I'm kind of excited to see how different it is.
Right.
And see, you know, if it takes off. If they do a bunch of expansions like they did with the classic yeah. game, like Truck Stop and, you know, all these different scenarios, that's what I want to see with it, was see if they do scenarios with it. Because, you know, me and Kickstarter, when I am really into a game, I don't hold back and I kind of get all out. So, yeah, I kind of went all out on right. this one.
Tyler threw up some good suggestions for the going live game night stuff, last possession stuff to win in Blood Bowl, paint sessions. Q&A sessions with members. We actually was doing it with Alan for a while. We had a five questions.
Yeah, your questions.
Yeah, the Ask Mac. It was just some crazy questions about gaming. Some of it was about gaming. It wasn't all about gaming, but no. they were funny. So we may revitalize some of that stuff with the live stream and everything. But the reality is we're just having so much fun doing the podcast, and it gives Eric and I a chance to hang out because he's up in the frigid, frozen north, snow blowing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
out to stay warm.
I'm down here doing my very best to not turn my air conditioner on because it's hot. I forgot to say this to you. So Eric, unfortunately, he had to snow blow his driveway today. And so everyone feels sorry for Eric, but I wanted to reiterate something that I said to him earlier today. And do you know what happened to me today, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to snow blow
because
it was 73 degrees.
Turn the fan on though.
I did have to turn the fan on. Yeah. Candace was doing the videos for Discover Games too. So especially right now, man, I think that everything we can get out there, even as the vaccine's coming out and all that stuff, and we're not going to talk about that stuff here. Because
you need to make those connections, because yeah, we absolutely. Lost those connections with, you know, the community in a way,
absolutely.
The yeah. personal connection. Now, thankfully we have stuff like this, like Zoom,
yeah.
you know, which is when we first started doing that to stay connected with your buddies. And you know, there's Chewy and Chewbacca. I think, you know, the improvements they made to these kind of conference call type things is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I see people gaming over them.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually is kind of one of my goals too, that I, you know, forgot about, is that I want to look into figuring out how to game over Zoom or, you know, one of these electronic ways. Now I may need to get about five more cameras,
right.
but it can be done. So
well, I'm hoping to move us into, we're going to have to cut this off because the goals keep coming, but I want to do battle reports too, but the goals keep yep. coming. But we did promise we'd keep it to about 30 minutes. So I say that we stick with that rule. We're pretty good about sticking with what we're trying to do so that we're not boring you guys and just rambling. Cause let me tell you, we can ramble. If you yep. had any idea how much Eric cuts out of the podcasts. Welcome to another episode of Indie Invasion, only 4.5 hours.
I will go ahead and start taking us out then, Mac. So you guys want to contact me or Mac at the podcast, you can email us at indieinvasion@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. And please, if you want to support us, you can find us at Patreon/IndieInvasion. And for your listening holes, we are on Podbean if you want to follow us there. But Mac, where else are we? Do you get your list?
We are everywhere. We're now on iHeartRadio. We're on Stitcher. We're on Pandora. We are on iTunes. We are all over the place. We've done everything we can to get it spread out there.
Just about anywhere you would find a podcast to listen to, yeah. Mac's got us on there.
In fact, I was looking at the statistics on Podbean the other day, and it was showing me where some of the stuff was downloaded from. And I'm like, I didn't know that. What is that? What is that? So there's some of them out there. I can't even tell you what they are, but people are downloading them. So be on the lookout for some more stories. As a matter of fact, Tuesday, I will be uploading, depending on how the day goes, five or six stories. And this will also be on there. So we're trying to be conscious of not showing too many things because we want it to go on to the podcast as well. And for some reason, it's really hard to see anything on a podcast. I don't know what it is. Oh, maybe yeah. It's a no video thing. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. And remember, as always, to prepare yourself for the invasion. See you later, guys.
Bye, guys.